Good evening, everybody. Welcome once again to another episode of Cousins for Christ, where I'm joined once again by my two cousins. On my right, I've got my cousin Chris.
Hello, cousin Jeff.
To the left, I've got my cousin Jeremy.
Hello.
Well, we're coming back with a part two from our last discussion. We did one on anger and talked about some of the different types of anger. There's righteous anger. There's also sinful anger, but we discussed how hard that is to control and how easy it is to let our anger get the best of us. Tonight, we want to talk about the antithesis of anger. And that's what,
word.
Chris?
That's a good word. Forgiveness.
What's the antidote for anger?
I'm gonna go with forgiveness on that one, especially since it's in the title.
Yeah, forgiveness for 100, Chris. in all seriousness, yeah, forgiveness is... That's at the heart of, you know, at the core, I think, of being a Christian, and if we certainly follow Jesus Christ as our example, he taught forgiveness, he taught love, he taught meekness, he taught humility. Well, I mean, to be truly forgiving, what do we have to do? Do we have to love somebody to forgive them? Is that a requirement?
Well, you should love everybody.
We should love everybody.
But
I mean, the Bible defines it as a profound act of grace and mercy.
All right, somebody step in real quick and give us what you think your definition of grace is. And mercy.
Well, I mean, we were all given grace.
What is grace? Is that getting a free pass?
No, I mean, I don't necessarily think it's a free pass, but some of the things that we all do, we're all fallen creatures. We, you know, we don't deserve the forgiveness that he gave us. It's his grace.
Well, I think grace is a free gift.
It is.
Should we continue to sin so that grace may abound?
We shouldn't. We will. Unfortunately,
I'm just quoting Romans.
Yeah, we. No, grace, I think, is a free gift, and we don't earn it. We just.
And what is mercy? What is mercy? And I've heard definitions of grace and mercy. But mercy is like kind of being kind to someone when they maybe don't deserve it.
Yeah.
Anybody buy into that one?
No, I agree with that.
No, you don't agree with it?
No, I agree with it. I agree wholeheartedly with that. Yes, I agree. Wow. Oh, I missed you guys.
Mercy. Yeah.
Whoa. I mean, the dictionary version of mercy is compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone whom it's within one's power to punish or harm. So, I mean, that speaks volumes if you put that definition to what we are in the Bible. We deserve punishment and harm, technically. Because, you know.
But forgiveness, so you said forgiveness is a profound act of grace and mercy.
Correct.
Well, let's give credit to Chris. He did this outline, did a great job.
Again, because this is something that I've been struggling with. It kind of went with the anger, and forgiveness is something that I'm still struggling with, I'll be honest, and this,
Chris,
this helps. So
you shared with me privately some of the things that you're dealing with, and I'm not going to talk about those, but I struggle with forgiveness. I think we all do. I think that's a part of our human nature because it's easy for us to get angry. But do people do things to you, Jeremy, throughout the day or the week that may rub you the wrong way and may cause you to feel hostility or anger?
Not as much as it used to be.
But it can still happen, right?
Oh, it still can happen. And my biggest problem is, and I'm going to take this from one of my friends, that is, you can bury the hatchet, but sometimes I leave the handle sticking up where I can grab it back out of the ground when I wanted to
use it.
That's
a good way to look at it.
And I shouldn't do that. If you're going to bury it all.
Well, that reminds me of another thing is, you know, you've heard the, well, I can forgive you, Chris, but I sure can't forget it. Is that sort of like leaving the hatchet handle kind of ready to go again?
No, I would say, like, say you was in a marriage and your spouse beat you. You could forgive that person, but it doesn't mean you had to forget and reconcile with them. You know, but you can forgive them for their deeds, but
outside
you probably
of,
choose not to be around them anymore.
Outside of taking a beating.
Sorry, maybe I want to look
in general.
There.
Let's say we're, you know, for instance, today I was traveling down one of our fine thoroughfares here in Middle Tennessee, and one second I look in my rearview mirror, there's absolutely nobody, and then seemed like only milliseconds later I had someone 4 inches off of my bumper.
Yep.
You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to brake check.
Uh huh.
And then I wanted to get out and get physical. I didn't do that. I waved them on, but I could feel it, you know.
Well, I think the hardest part about forgiveness is for us to feel like we need to forgive, they need to make an amends to us. You know,
you think
I mean?
They need
to
show,
earn the
okay.
forgiveness.
Did we do that for
no,
Jesus?
No, and that's the way it's
but
supposed
to be.
But
you're stating you fucking act of contrition.
Yeah, we wait to forgive
given.
Someone when they apologize.
Hat in hand?
Or, yeah, when they do that. And that's...
Boy, I really messed up, Chris. I am so sorry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you want to see a change in their behavior.
Well, it's easy
or
to forgive that, isn't it?
Grief.
What about the guy who...
actually...
They won't even acknowledge he did wrong. How do you forgive
I
that
agree.
Person?
That, and that's the hard part.
I disagree on some parts. I don't care that somebody apologizes to me. And I'll forgive them because I actually have had people come up try to apologize for things. I'm like, nah, don't worry about it, man. Because
it's all good.
That's how you felt at that moment. So well, I don't want to hear your apology. It's all good. And I'll just forget it. That's what you should do. Just let
well,
it go.
No, you're speaking the right way about it. I'm just saying like a lot of people wait. Forgiveness isn't... Well, I'll forgive them when they admit what they did or... I'll forgive them when they, you know, do X or Y
yeah.
to come back. Yeah. So that, and that's not what forgiveness is. Like, I was forgiven of my sins. And again, in biblical terms, you're supposed to confess your sin and move away from that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Moving forward. But I was forgiven of those sins if I'm repentant of them to 2,000 years ago when he sacrificed yeah. himself on the cross for those things. That I get. It's just forgiveness is a struggle. It's a struggle for me right now. I'm still struggling with it. I'm in praying and I know this will make me better in the future.
It'll make you stronger.
It will.
I think we all struggle with it, Chris. I know I do. Straight up. I have to kind of go into the day already kind of preparing myself that things are going to happen to me that may frustrate me and try to keep it at that level where I don't let it go further into the anger category.
You have to choose. It's just like choosing to love somebody. You don't always have these chemical love feelings for it. And you definitely don't have them for all these people in the world. You have to choose to love people.
Did you know, and I may look this up for a future podcast. We had a guest speaker one time who... I think it's, I don't know if it's Latin or Greek, don't quote me, but in other languages, there's, love can mean several different types of love. Like in
right.
our English vernacular, love, we always think
love
of,
is,
oh, I love you, I'm going to get married, you know, that kind
yeah.
of stuff.
Well, in the Greek, it's like four different meanings.
And that's what I was getting at yeah. right there. Because you said, sometimes you don't feel certain types of love, but you still feel love.
Correct.
Okay.
You have to choose well, love every day.
Forgiveness is something we all have to do. I think, again, that's at the core of being a Christian. What are some different ways, some types of the way we can exhibit forgiveness?
I mean, you look at a release of debt.
Okay, talk about that.
You know, forgiveness involves releasing someone from debt or wrongdoing. It's something that Jeremy just talked about that he would do with people, even if they hadn't asked for that forgiveness or they had wronged him in some slight or something like that, but he would forgive them. I don't know if it was immediately or a day later or whatever, but
sounds like it was
he released them of that close. Of that debt.
Well, I think it sounds like Jeremy was already prepared to give that forgiveness.
Yeah, that's what I gotta get.
And there wasn't a keeping score. Jeremy,
well,
do you
Jeremy
keep score?
Not to speak in third person, but Jeremy screws up a lot. And
so
I've
does Jeff.
A lot of forgiveness in my life because I've done and said some things that, you know, looking especially back before I joined a church, I would be embarrassed to get out. And I needed forgiveness, and there's a lot of people forgave me, and I don't know that, you know, they should have.
Well, you know what? Just as God forgives our sins, we're called to forgive others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
is there a verse for that,
there
Chris?
Is Matthew 6:12. It's part of the Lord's Prayer. And forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. So, I mean, yeah, it's supposed to be a part of our everyday
walk in life. We all make mistakes.
In life.
And just as we're individually going to make mistakes, and God forgives us. I think in order to get that forgiveness, I think that's a stipulation. I think God wants us to turn and give that same compassion to
yeah.
other people.
Yeah, why would God forgive us if we're unwilling to forgive those that have wronged us?
I mentioned just a minute ago the keeping score. Do you think that's a problem?
Yeah.
With have you ever, Chris, in your lifetime, and Jeremy, too?
Have I kept score? Yeah.
You know, that guy, he's burned me twice, but there won't be a third time.
Oh, I mean, I still do it. It's still a struggle.
You better leave so and so alone. He's done me wrong twice. I think that's keeping score. How many times are we supposed to forgive people? I asked you that last time, didn't I? Mm-hmm. Is it 7 times? That's it? That's all we got to do? No,
77 times 7.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Do you think it may even be more than that, Jeremy?
I think it's no number. There's no number.
However many times it happens.
However many times. Like I said, though, doesn't mean forgiveness, doesn't mean reconciliation.
I read something, and again, it's kind of like what Jeff brought up. We're going to have to look into it because I only touched on it, but that number actually had a meaning. That it referred to a time in a certain year or something like that where people were forgiven of their debts.
Would you make a note to our secretary to write that down?
That was every 7 years in the Torah that you owned when you went into something we call it slavery. They was more of an indentured servant. You would go into somebody's indentured servitus for 7 years. After 7 years, you would be released to that. They would pay you, and you'd work it off for 7 years.
This had a different. It was like that number times that number equaled something in there. We'll check it out.
Yeah. Well, that leads to point two: canceling the record of wrongs. Speak to that, Jeremy.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Like I said earlier, you can't leave that hatchet handle sticking up.
Good way to put it.
You just gotta let it go. And once you say it's done, it just needs to be done. It never needs to be brought back up in the future. Let me just put it in my back pocket in case you aggravate me again enough and I need to have something to attack you on.
Can somebody grab Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 through 14?
Yeah, I can get it. All right, so Colossians 2, 13 through 15 is what's listed here. When you were dead in your sins and in uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins. Having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us, he has taken it away, nailing it to the cross.
So the way Jesus, through his death, cancels our record of wrongdoing, should that be an example for us how we should be toward others?
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Right?
It is, and I'll tell you too, and there are many instances in the Bible where Jesus talks about not looking back. I'll still look back at some old sins when I was younger and be like, golly. Even though I was forgiven for them and repented and don't lead that kind of lifestyle, I'll still look back and just kind of cringe.
Well, in your defense, sometimes I look back at your past sins and I cringe too.
I was waiting on that.
I want to touch on that though, Chris. You made a good point that there's a scripture, and I can't think of the exact chapter and verse, but basically it says, once you put your hand to the plow, and if you look back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. Why do you think that is? And we're going to apply this to people who've done us wrong, not looking back, not keeping score, giving forgiveness, as you just read in Colossians. Can you go for it? Okay. Take it like from a farming perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Can you cut a good straight row if you're looking back while you're trying to go forward?
No.
Does it negate pretty much what you're trying to accomplish?
Yeah.
Can you do anything right now at this moment to change anything that you did in your past?
Nothing.
Nope. But can you affect positively what you do going forward? Yes. We don't look back.
I mean, there are a lot of instances. I mean, look what happened to Lot's wife. A lot of times it's referenced as looking back means you miss it or... You know, in this instance, like you just brought up, if I look back at it, I could be dragged back into unforgiveness or all of that other stuff.
Amen. I agree. What is another way we can show forgiveness? Point number three.
Choosing mercy over retribution.
Yeah.
It's important to add that retribution because what do we normally want to do when somebody hurts us or does wrong to us?
Hurt them back.
Revenge, right? We want to make, eye for an eye, but we're not. What are we actually told to do if somebody strikes us on one side of the face?
Turn the other cheek.
Right.
So there's a good point about this. While we're talking about this, do you know why Christ turned the other cheek? Because in the Old Testament, it was eye for an eye, right? If you cost somebody their eye, they would pluck your eye out, it's kind of even. But what Christ did, he turned the other cheek because if you smack me, you should be smacked back, right? But what Christ did, he turned the other cheek and he took your punishment again.
Do you think he chose giving you mercy over retribution?
Yes, he took your punishment. By him turning the other cheek, you should have got that slap. Instead, he took it again upon himself and turned the other cheek for it.
Let's throw some scripture in the mix, shall we? I'd like to read Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Right there, he said, you know, we're not to take revenge against people. No. It's not the way it's not how we roll.
No, right? God in the judgment, he's going to dole out justice. Now, we're supposed to pray for those individuals. We should, I mean, as a true Christian, we should not want anyone. No.
You should never wish harm the ultimate, on anyone.
No,
though.
To justice, you pray that they, and that's what we're talking about here. And it's like I said, it's something that I've been struggling with too. Is I'm not at that point yet of forgiveness. Yeah. It's more of my, this one hits most to me is the retribution part.
Yeah, and that's what gets me too. Is I've heard a lot of Christians over the years, including myself, probably at one time, would be like, "Don't worry, they're going to get theirs in the end."
Like they're looking forward to that.
Yes, but the problem is we shouldn't be looking forward to that. You should hope that they come around and find God and Jesus and bring them in their life and accept them in their life where they stop that.
How many of you guys, or of you two and anybody listening, have you ever felt pity for someone who has done something to you or said something to you in such a way that you really get a very strong feeling that they don't know God?
Every time I have discussion,
and isn't that something to be sad about?
No, yeah. It's
every time I have discussion with atheist or non-believer, I have that feeling of pity because they don't know what they're missing out on.
I told you the time in the McDonald's drive-through, the guy almost clipped me as I was slowing down to keep from hitting a mother and a small child. He didn't feel the need to give the same courtesy to the mother and child that I did. And when I asked him what his hurry was, within a couple of sentences, I did not curse in this, but I got the blank you, dude, and then I got the middle finger, and honestly, there for a second, I was like, okay, let it go. I felt sorry for that guy. I'm like, can you imagine being that guy going through a whole day
so angry
that he's filled with so much bitterness?
They're out there everywhere.
Oh, they are.
So much bitterness, Chris, that he's struggling to let go.
Another
way we can exhibit our forgiveness?
That was a great segue, by the way. Great job, Jeff. Letting go of bitterness.
What does bitterness do to you, Chris? Does it bring you down?
It eats you from the inside.
Like a cancer. Does it cancer like you cancer. Out from the inside? Yeah. Absolutely.
It does.
Anger. Yeah, man.
I don't know anybody that's happy that almost all the time bitter. That is bitter about this or their life or just something like that, because that's all they focus on.
It's almost like we talked about, like I told you last week, when I used to get angry, I enjoyed it. You know,
well, you're feeling that way.
It's kind of the way we it's
the same way with bitterness. Once you get so bitter, you don't want to leave it. You want it, and you just want to keep being bitter. Then you start being bitter to everything and everyone. Especially if they're not bitter.
But
themselves.
You know, like not being bitter, it takes practice. Mm-hmm. It's like a muscle that you have to strengthen. Let me read Hebrews 12 and verse 15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled.
And
we got to let it go.
And if this is something, and I'll be very honest with you right here, this is the point we just did before this one, the retribution and the bitterness. That's what I'm struggling with right now.
Do you think they go hand in hand, Chris? Do you think they're linked?
I'm bitter because there isn't a retribution, and I don't know what the retribution of the situation is. Again, this is not an offense that was done directly to me, but it is something that I'm telling you, it's been eating me. It's been eating me alive since it's happened, and it's.
Well, we talked about how do you fight that, Chris? Tell us, have you got any strategies? Have you been praying about this?
I've been praying. I've been talking to other Christians and things like that, and it does help. And you know. Even though that I'm not through it yet, I know where the goal is.
Do you feel
I'm
like
not, I'm focused
this journey,
on the goal.
Are you somewhere down the road on this journey? Are you, yeah, have you advanced further than you were
before?
It's
a lot better than it was. And like, I've had conversations with the individual that it did not end in me losing, like having the anger, Chris, or something like that. That didn't go through.
Everything,
so it's a step
you're going through right now, I 100% guarantee there's a listener out there, or several listeners. We're all struggling in some form that same thing. Jeremy, you had something?
I do. I think a lot of it, besides the praying and stuff, is also just to let it go, which is hard. Easy to say. Sometimes you just got to say, wake up in the morning and say, you know what? I'm not going to bring this up. I'm not going to think about it today. And it's hard to do. Nobody said it was easy.
Okay.
And just kind of, that's one way just to get it out of your life, because all it wants to do is just reach it up and drag you down.
And here's another thing, too, that... You know, God tells us many times to focus on today and focus on what you control. I'm also worried about this and the long-term effects that this can have. That I'm sitting there trying to control that, and I'm already thinking about the anger and unforgiveness I'll have in that situation down the road, too.
Do you know,
I can't.
Control is, in this life, in any form, is simply an illusion.
It is. Oh, yeah.
We have no control.
I could die tomorrow and not even have... You know,
you want
to
get a good perspective. I'm talking to you two, and I'm talking to listeners. You want to get... I just read Ecclesiastes again the other day. You want to hear Solomon give you a good perspective on life and how to kind of handle things? Read Ecclesiastes. You can read it in about 20 minutes.
That's a good...
Yeah. I got a book for you on that, by the way.
Fantastic.
In the car.
What about... Thank you for sharing that, Chris. Another way that forgiving helps us... Restoring relationships. Guys, have you guys ever got into it? Angry words may have gotten involved. Maybe some feelings got stirred up, but one way or the other, you became at enmity with someone else. Do you think that if somebody reached out the hand of forgiveness, that that could have restored that relationship, yet still could?
Oh, yeah. And it, a lot of the ones that I'm thinking of outside of what I'm going through, I liked it. It sounded great. I think it
I
is.
Meant like you're at odds is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
I may have used the wrong word.
No, they're I did can get, think you know, I can think of countless relationships.
I went to school in white bluff, so
that so we all did. I think in the past there are multiple relationships that could have, but I suffer from pride.
And that's bad.
That is another one. That's another reason for anger. I suffer from that forgiveness would have. I'd have been a Christian like I'm trying to be now, I would have saved a lot more relationships in the past, but I wasn't.
So, Jeremy, do you think that having a loving and forgiving heart can help mend some fences with people that we may have been at odds with?
Yeah, 100%.
No
but
doubt.
I'm still promoting that forgiveness also doesn't mean there's some people that you are better off out of your life too.
But I'm not denying that.
If you want to save that relationship, yes, you should always forgive, because it's nothing going to crumble.
All right, well,
if you don't.
Let me rephrase what he said. Your past relationship, that bitterness, how many other relationships did it affect?
Good point.
That's where
you're saying the bitterness could carry over.
Oh, I've had that bitterness affect other people. That you're right. You don't have to necessarily reconcile. However, that unforgiveness to that one.
Yeah, you need to forgive them. Yeah.
That forgiveness or whatever, or the time we didn't forgive, affected the next relationship or the next one or calls to.
This person you forgave... Like Jeremy said, just because once we've kind of mended that fence, it doesn't mean we're going to be talking on the phone every day and going to movies together or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But at least there's not animosity any longer between the two of you.
No, and if you want to reconcile, please do. I mean, that's it. I mean, there's just certain people, you know, and I was horrible at forgiving. I've actually said these words and I'm ashamed of it, is that they'd be like, oh, you've been hurt. And I'm like, yes. And everyone else after that one is going to pay for that one's sins.
Exactly. You know, you're
and,
right.
And that was wrong attitude to have.
That's wrong.
I think the answer to if you're forgiving them or forgiven them, it's you're at peace.
Yeah.
With it. You don't have to be their best friends. My situation, we're not going to be best friends. It's just not.
Can you be
happen.
Civil?
Yeah. In time?
I don't think Jesus was best friends with everybody.
Be at peace. Be at peace.
Peace is
that
what
is
we're
the
looking
key
for.
That I keep looking for is peace.
Do you think another hallmark of forgiveness or a feature, whatever, unlimited forgiveness, Should forgiveness be unlimited? I guess is why I want to pose that. And we touched on that a minute ago, but yes.
Yeah, it should be unforgiven.
I'm going to read Matthew chapter 18. We're going to start in verse 21 and go through 22. Peter came to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. There you go. I think the point here is that Jesus is basically telling him, you will forgive any as many times as you have to.
I hope it's more than that, because I know I've sinned more than that.
It's unlimited. That's what we're talking about here.
I know I've sinned.
There's
more
not
than
a
that.
Set amount of times. And it gets back, you know, we just mentioned earlier the keeping score. Jeremy, you got a point as far as unlimited forgiveness and restoring relationships?
Yeah, Joseph. You know, first time I'd read Genesis, we brought up Joseph forgiving his brothers.
Yeah.
I thought, man, I want to be there one day. Especially at the time, I was like, there's no way when I first read it, you know, it was about 10, 15 years ago. And now I can see it happening, forgiveness more, but that man right there showed forgiveness. They sold him into slavery.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He spent, 3 years in prison?
Drenched his coat in blood to make his father think he had been brutally murdered and killed.
The forgiveness that man showed.
And sold him.
And it all turned out it was a blessing from God. It was all an act from God. It was all meant to be
hey
to
guys,
work out that
guys, listeners,
way.
God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, he does.
Isaiah 55:8. What does it say, Chris? His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts.
Thanks for taking me on that one, buddy. I appreciate it.
And Romans 3:23. You remember that one again? What? Because we all fall short.
Fall short of the glory of God.
We all sin and fall short.
Boy, I'm really on my game today, guys. Thank y'all.
Okay, another point. Why is it important to forgive others? Because
you've been forgiven.
Because God forgave us. And he continues to forgive ourselves.
Yeah.
I just
ding,
said
ding,
it
ding.
A little. I've sinned way more than 70 and seven times.
And we'll
continue to do so.
And you got to think of it like that, because how many times a day do I sin? I ran out of, you know, I tried to write down the other day, I had one of these like 1-inch thick viral. I ran out of room on that thing in one day. I'm just joking. The point
we
is,
need to talk after this, Joe.
We all sin so much. We often, how many times do we pray and we say, Lord, forgive us, because we often say,
multiple
thank,
times
and
day.
Do things that we shouldn't do.
Multiple
God forgives us. We need to forgive others. That leads to a verse, Ephesians 4 and verse 32.
All right, Ephesians 4, verse 32. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you.
There you go. God has forgiven us of so much.
Much.
And we have to have that same attitude with those who sin against us.
And the sacrifice that had to take place for us to be, all we have to do is forgive. I don't think I have to be.
But again, I think
crucified.
We've got to stress, Chris. Forgiveness is not something that you just wake up one morning and you're just naturally going to want to do. I think it's one of the, you gain it from your faith through reading your Bible, prayer, and practice.
Yeah.
We have to practice. How do you get better at, say Chris is a Hall of Fame softball player.
How did you get
to the Hall of Fame?
Practice.
There you go.
Practice.
That's all it takes.
Are we talking about practice?
Practice?
Practice? What? Practice? That was just okay. We all know that. And should we forgive people from the heart? Should we mean it when we forgive people?
Yes.
It can't be lip service, right?
That's the only kind of forgiveness there is.
Matthew 18, verse 35. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one of his brother their trespasses. To forgive from the heart.
I think it kind of goes in line with the I can't remember the exact verse, but anybody who hates, you can't, if you're unforgiving of someone, it's almost same as hate.
I think we're talking about 1 John chapter 3.
Thank you. Yeah. Anybody who hates his brother, you know, you can't live a Christian in life and have hate and unforgiveness in your heart.
Yeah. You cannot.
And I'll tell you, that's what I'm struggling with. And it's something like you've said it. It's going to be better.
You're gonna have to work through it.
It's got to be worked through, but it's something that we all struggle with.
The scenario that you gave me, and I thought about it, and I'm like, you know, all I can think of, if I were in that situation, I asked myself, what would Jesus do? How would he handle that? And should I try to model my patterns of behavior after Jesus? Yes. And I think, obviously. Is it going to be easy, guys, to forgive?
No.
All the time?
No.
No.
You got to work at it.
But do you think that the harder you work at it, do you think you're building up some little bit of treasure upstairs?
So. Yeah.
Well, heavenly treasure.
This may be setting me up for something that's even.
It very well could be. Yeah. This could be a test, too, Chris, to strengthen your faith.
Yeah.
That in turn, you may bless somebody else later down the road.
And for those interested, let me tell you what's really going on. Is Jeff brought in 3 cupcakes last week.
And Chris dang, we got it.
Chris was a little bit late, and I ate his, and he has not shut up about it.
I can't.
For 2 weeks.
I've been looking forward to it, guys. It was. It just weighs heavy on me.
Let it go, man. The cupcake's not coming back.
No. And Jeremy still hasn't brought any more here either. So,
well, there was a backup. They ordered more than I ate those 2.
Yeah.
Anyway, good talk, guys. I think this is helpful. I hope it's helpful to
I appreciate it.
So too.
I think the struggle with forgiveness is real, and I think it affects every single one of us. And I think it's something we can all get better at. Do you agree?
I do. I think we got to remember that somebody at one point, especially as Christians, has forgiven us, so we should act likewise and forgive those
who
wronged us.
Has this led, or have you thought about, and I just thought about it, are there other people in your life that you haven't forgiven?
That you've just forgotten steps. About?
Yeah.
You know, literally, Chris made a good point. Are there people out there listening, if you're listening, are there people in your life that you need to forgive? Are there fences out there that you need to mend? Think about that. Pray on that. If so, please do it, because Jesus forgave you. So as we have been doing, I'd like to say, okay, if you've heard something tonight that's moved you, you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, we would encourage you to repent, to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and to be baptized. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not too late.
It's never
too late.
That's the whole goal here, is we're trying to hopefully use this as a platform.
It's never too late.
We want to save people. We want to help save people. We don't save anybody. Jesus does the saving. We're just trying to kind of help get the message out there and share it with you. Yeah, that's it. But if your life isn't right with God, if there's people out there you need to forgive, hey,
and if there's anything on there that you've been through this and you think it might help, I would appreciate any comments.
We all always would.
You can message us on the side if you don't want it to be out on public or things like that. Anything helps. We're all here to try to help each other.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good job, guys. You both knocked it out of the park. Jeremy, where can they find us?
Everywhere. Facebook, Cousins for Christ. Spotify, Cousins for Christ. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcast, YouTube.
When are we getting our private jet to start that tour?
Yeah.
Is that happening sometime?
Yeah, next week. You can find us where. I'd really thank you, everyone who listens every week. Thank you for all those that like. Thank you for all those that share. And if you don't, please like and share. I would appreciate it so much. I know the other guys would.
Yeah.
It means so much getting it out there. And I hope you're getting as much out of this as we are. All right, I'm going to lead us in prayer and finish this.
Let's close out with a prayer, big man.
Dear Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thank you so much for gathering us here to do this podcast today, Lord. Thank you for this blessing you bestowed upon us, Lord, in hopes that your word goes out and reaches someone that may need to hear it, Lord, and strengthens their faith, or plants a seed with someone that needs to hear it also, Lord. We thank you so much for this blessing, Lord, and please be with those out there listening to our podcast and help strengthen their faith, Lord, and please watch over and protect them as the week goes on. We thank you so much for this blessing bestowed upon us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless. Amen. Amen.